Well, I've got a story for you today. You know, when I was a little kid, probably about the age of some of you, my sister gave me two books. And one of them was this book, and the other one had a green cover. This used to have a paper cover on it, but I read it so many times that it basically fell off. And this is a book that I thought was new in 1967, but I found out this week that in 1940s when it actually came out, and that's before I was even born, okay? Now, it's a book about this guy up here, thinks Haley. That's what used to be on the cover. It used to say, Horton hatches the egg, right? It still says it inside, somewhere in here, if we have a look. Look at that. See, it's the same book. So these pictures up on the screen up there are sort of pictures out of this book. We'll find them in here, see? All sorts of pictures like that. Okay. Now, I want you to have one of these each before we start, because there's a little bit in this book you've got to help me with. Now, Tim. There you go, Caitlin. Right, Adam. There you go, Jack. Nick. There you go, mate. George. One for you, Sasha. Okay. One for you. Okay. Some of these big kids are going to help me. All right. A couple more big kids over here with big voices. Not enough for everyone, but the words will be up on the screen. Okay. Now this guy Horton, he was a big fat elephant. Look at him. And he was a bit like Tigger. Remember last week we talked about Tigger? Tigger had a bit of buzz, he had a bit of bounce, he was, you know, like a bottle of drink that went psst. Remember we talked about that? Yeah. Well, this guy up here, Horton, he was walking along with a big smile on his face one day, and he came upon a tree. And guess what was in the tree? Have a look up there. There's a bird in the tree. And that bird, her name was Maisie, and she was lazy. Okay? So she says, hey, Horton, how about you come up here and sit on this egg for me, and I'm going off to have a spell. I'm going to have a rest. So he didn't want to do that. Because elephants don't sit on eggs in nests in trees, do they? Not normally. But she convinced him it was a good thing to do, and he said, all right, I'll do it. So, thanks, Haley. This is what he said. See, I meant what I said, I said what I meant, and elephants faithful 100%. Okay? You reckon we could say that together? Because that comes up in the story a bit. Let's see how we go. You ready? I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, and elephants faithful 100%. So, what he had to do, he had to prop up the tree. Let's have a look. So he put a few props under the tree, because I think he was a bit big to get in the tree. But when he put the props under, he could get in the tree. So he sat on the egg. Didn't break it, he was very careful, and he sat on that egg. Now, he did that because... what do we say? I meant what I said. I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%. So, what would happen if it started raining? Whew. He had to sit there in the rain because Lazy Maisie didn't come back. So he stuck in the tree and it snowed. So he went through terrible times. Imagine that. But he was faithful, and he meant what I said, I said what I meant, an elephant's faithful 100%. So he stayed there, didn't he? Now, at school, have you ever had anyone tease you a bit or make fun of you or say you're silly? Has that ever happened to you? Happens to me nearly every day. Okay? And that's from the teachers. Okay? But have a look what happened to Horton. This is what happened. There's some of his friends up there. They had a look. They thought he was silly. They ran away and left him. Down here, he had people making fun of him. And look what they said. Look, Horton the elephant's up in a tree. They taunted, they teased him, they yelled, oh, how absurd. Old Horton the elephant thinks he's a bird. They made fun of him. But I meant what I said. I said what I meant. 100%. So he stuck it out, didn't he? He put up with all of that, and at the end of the story, and you can have a look in the storybook, at the end, guess what? the bird, or the egg, actually hatched. Right? And out of it came an elephant bird. Look at this. Okay? So that was pretty special. Look at him. And Lazy Maisie, well, she didn't get a look in. Okay? And Horton went home happy, back to where he lives. Now, when I thought about what Mr. Bassett's going to talk to the adults about today, he's talking about being faithful. Being faithful to who you're married to, being faithful to God, being faithful to your friends. And I immediately thought of Horton, because when I was a kid, I knew that he was faithful. He did what he said he was going to do, and that's exactly what God does too. So in the next bit here, we've put the other bit up in the corner now about Horton. There's a much more important thing to remember. And that's what God says. See, God meant what he said. He said what he meant. God is faithful 100%. So God says things like, he loves us. So does he love us? Yeah. God says he'll forgive us. So does he forgive us? Yeah. God says he'll look after us. So does he look after us, Tim? He does, doesn't he? That's because God is faithful. He's like Horton, only much, much better. So this week, if you see an elephant, okay, you think of my story, but more likely if you see a lazy bird somewhere, you think about how much God loves us and how faithful he is to us. That'll remind you, won't it? You can put that up on your fridge. You got a fridge at your place? Yeah? Yep, big white thing or silver thing. Yep, so you put that on it and you can remember what we talked about today, that God is faithful. God meant what he said and he said what he meant. God's faithful. That's right, 100%. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you love us 100%. We thank you, Lord, that you look after us 100%. You give us all the things, Lord, that we need. We thank you that you've provided a way for us to make it back to you in heaven through Jesus. We thank you for stories like this, simple things, Lord, that help us to understand your truths. We thank you for each person who's here, and we thank you for the way you're teaching them. And we pray, Lord, that at Sunday school today they would learn some new things, extra things, things that will help them to grow up to love and understand you. In Jesus' name, amen.